So if you came to Eat Detroit on Tuesday night and came to the VIP reception, you were no doubt tapping your foot or moving even better than that to the distinct sounds of Alexander Zonchik and his band. And they performed there as they have for a number of years for Eat Detroit. Alex has got a show in Royal Oak on June 22nd and 23rd. That's just coming up tonight, tomorrow night and Sunday night. He's on the line with us right now. How you doing, Alex?
Great to be with you. Really had a lot of fun. And you're right, they were tapping more than their feet the other night.
Yes, they were. Yeah.
Great event. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for playing Eat Detroit. I'm hoping that, you know, when you finished, because I didn't see you, I hit the streets to try to get to the restaurant, but I'm hoping that you got to eat. Because I think you might have been the only person on the 1,200-person night on Eat Detroit that was, all the food was being moved around. People were hors d'oeuvres. And there's poor Alex has to keep playing the flute.
Mitch, we never
again.
Feed the musicians. No. Sorry.
Yeah, did you get to eat something?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I did. I probably had the greatest meatballs I've ever eaten in my whole life.
Oh, yeah. They're unbelievable.
Did you have those? Do you know what I'm talking about?
At Shinola, Rosie, I don't eat red meat, but I heard that at Shinola that they were fantastic.
Oh, man. So it's nice to... That's not the first time I've played for meatballs.
He's been in this studio.
Yeah, it's true. Tell us about the show this weekend.
Well, actually, two weekends. I'm going to start with this weekend. Thanks for having me on. Royal Oak Live. It's our second year. Right downtown Royal Oak. You know, they have this beautiful new park that we kind of were the first major event in last year with the first Royal Oak Live. And it's Centennial Commons Park, a free event, two full days of world-class music. It starts tomorrow. We have some community groups to kick it off. We've got the Royal Oak Concert Band, and then we've got 480 East, great band coming in from Toronto, Detroit's own Tim Bowman. We've got Brian Simpson and Jackie Joyner coming in from California, all for free. Make sure you bring some spray bottle. I think it might be a little bit warm tomorrow, but our fans are so used to that kind of stuff. They kind of put up with it all summer. And then Sunday, big lineup, starting off with Angela Davis, Greg Karukas, great keyboard player coming in from California. I'll be there with my band, and then Marion Meadows closing it off.
Oh, he's great.
Can't beat the price. Food vendors, beautiful park. You know, our summers are so cool for us. And then
before you move on to the next one, is this some derivative of the Royal Oak, you know, they used to have that Arts Beats and Eats or something
Or
is this?
This is a totally different event.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Arts Beats and Eats is a great event too, obviously. This is, you know, we don't call it a jazz anything. We call it Royal Oak Live, but it's pretty jazzy. There's no question about lots of R&B. I work with the Chamber of Commerce there. Great event, great park. We all love Royal Oak. I mean, it's amazing.
Arts Beats and Eats actually has meatballs, Alex.
But they're not like Shinola meatballs.
No.
Or Sam Morrell like meatballs. All right, what's the second weekend?
29th of June, our first. Love this area. Love the history of it, especially as it pertains to the fact that it's where Sarah Vaughan's and Ella Fitzgerald's and Cab Calloway's and Louis Armstrong's all performed. We're doing a first-year event called Live at Idlewild and in Idlewild, Michigan. And if you know the history and how significant that area has been and was, we're kind of trying to relive and bring back the magic of Idlewild with an amazing lineup with Mesa, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. I'll be there with James Lloyd. Lynn Rountree. So that's the following Saturday right in Idlewild. I've wanted to do an event there for so many years and finally found the right partners up there. And so very excited. I could go on and on. I got events until September. But
we're out of time.
We'll leave it at those two.
Look at the time.
Hey, Mitch, can I also add one thing about Alex with Eat Detroit? Alex always personally donates his time and musicianship to that event. And we're really grateful for it.
Well, we appreciate it, Alex. That's why we had you on, Alex.
Do you know how hard?
Yes.
You know how hard it is to clean
meatballs.
You always
have me on. You've been so generous through the years, and I, it's the very least that most of us can do. You guys do great work. That's a great event, needless to say. Nice to see the mayor there, by the way. That was cool.
Yeah, it was great to have him and Bernie Smilovitz and Carmen
Bernie
Harlan.
Bernie Smilovitz. I didn't know he was still around. He's still around.
We didn't get Bernie meatballs either, Alex.
He didn't know you were still around either, Alex. We're all getting old together.
I think Bernie's been eating meatballs for years.
All right, it's the 22nd and 23rd of tomorrow and Sunday at Royal Oak Live, and then next week at Idlewild. Go see Alexander Zonchik, the band, many, many other great musicians. Always good to talk to you, Alex. Have a great
weekend,
and big crowds there. We'll come back with more on 760 WJR.
Thanks.